Welcome to Eargasm. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. I'm joined by my newfound cousin, as y'all heard on a couple episodes previous. Chef Ron is what we call him. Yes, he's sir. In the building, and he said we got to do this podcast at 5 o'clock in the morning.
We got to do it.
So we here to do the podcast. All right. And I'm going to turn the flow or the mic or whatever it is all over right. to you.
Let's do it.
All right. You have to do this podcast at 5 o'clock
at
in the morning?
At 5 o'clock in the morning. Yes, sir.
Talk that shit.
Okay. So the podcast is about, you feel me? Well, you know, we just got off work. You know what I'm saying? We're chilling. We're hanging out. Whatever. All right. So I'm talking to a young lady, you know what I mean? And she's telling me how she don't have no car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, why, like, you know, she's talking about, well, she just want to save up to get a car and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why don't you just don't buy a car cash?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I'm not that type of female. I don't buy cars cash. I like to work my way up to what I really want. Yada, yada, yada. All this bullshit. But, bro, you calling Ubers. So it's like, bro, that shit's fucked up. You feel me?
You never get to where you're trying to get to.
Because you're spending your money.
Correct.
Trying to get to where you're trying to get to.
Correct.
Right. So anyway, I tell her. Well, I just bought me a little Jetta, you know what I'm saying? 2016, you know, 30,000 miles. Bought it for five bands cash.
Right.
Right. Nice little car. It get me to where I need to be.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. So she proceeds to say, oh, that's just not my style. When I buy a car, I just want to be like, I want a car, like a nice ass car. Like I want to be balling with my car. So I'm like, well, what the fuck you mean? You know what I mean? I didn't tell her that this is not my only car.
Correct.
That's the crazy part. That's the part of the story that's fucked up.
Okay.
She don't know this not my only car. She think I just drive a Jetta. Okay.
Right.
So I didn't tell her, yeah, okay, cool. You know, I drive a 2020 Benz.
Right.
Right. I didn't say that. I just kept listening to what she had to say. She's like, yeah, you know, I drive cars like Mustangs, Chargers. All right. I was like, that's cool. I had my fair share of them, yada, yada. She was like, yeah, but I just can't see me riding in no Jetta. Okay. I'm like, and she's like, but you know, you're humble, so you can do it. Now, in my head.
So she's saying she's not humble.
Right. But in my head, I'm thinking, yes, I am humble, but I also have more than what you see.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? There's more that meets the eye, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't say any of that because, I mean, I am fond of the young lady.
Right.
So I do want to take her out, or I did want to take her out.
She's fine, too, now.
Yeah, she's fine. But I wanted to take her out, you know. I've been trying to take her out, but she just be on some other shit.
Okay.
Well, she threw up red flags, and she was like, yo, I go to nice-ass places, da-da-da-da. Which, in my mind, I'm not thinking nothing of it because, bitch, as do I.
Correct.
You feel me?
Correct. We all like nice places and nice things.
And I'm pretty sure I hang out a lot more than you and do nicer shit, but I would never say that. You feel me? So then, you know, it was her and it was another girl. The other girl took my number down, shot me a text. Hey, it's me, such and such. But the one I really wanted to talk to never hit me up. Mm-hmm. And she started talking shit about my car. You feel me? Not knowing what the fuck I really have going on behind the scenes.
How so?
That she would never be caught in a Jetta. You know,
she saw your car?
No.
So she just...
I told her what kind of car
She never even laid eyes on the car to see if it was a nice car.
I mean, it's definitely a nice car.
I'm just asking. She never laid eyes
never laid eyes on the car.
To see if it was a nice car.
But my thing is, she was talking about getting the car, so I was trying to put her up on game. Because she don't have a car, so I figure a person without a car would be thankful for any car.
Correct.
Not just a luxury car or a Mustang, Camaro, truck. You know what I mean?
Most people would be.
Would. And that was just a huge turnoff. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, damn, bro. Like, are you really that, like, you know, shallow to where you would rather walk than drive a car that's not the car you want? You know what I mean? And that's what fucked me up.
That's probably why she doesn't have a car right now.
Yeah, no, she said it. That's why she don't.
What I mean by that is, how many days you seen a woman walking?
Not many, brother.
Okay, it's a reason a woman don't really walk. Because if a woman is walking 5-10 minutes, however many minutes she walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, a man is going to pull over and ask her, do you want to ride?
Especially a woman look like that.
Bing, 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 bing. So, That could be a reason she don't have a car yet. Because I'm pretty sure somebody has offered to get this young lady a car. To buy this young lady a car. But she is stuck on the car that she really wants.
Okay, cool. And there's nothing wrong with wanting the car that you really want.
Nothing.
Because I want a car right now that it's a goal. You feel
correct,
me?
Correct.
But at the same time, I'm not going to stand in the way of my goal by being, I don't know, not ungrateful, but by being, what do you call that? I don't even know what the fuck to call that, but I know it's a word out there somewhere for it. Somebody thinking of it right now, and if you know it, let us know.
I'll tell you what it's called.
What it's called?
They made a song about it. Bad and Bougie.
You could be bougie. That, but I'm saying.
Hey, you can be bad and bougie until you ain't bougie no more.
Right.
Because that heat.
Right.
The heat in your feet hurt.
Right.
Okay.
So, at the same time, as you know, GT, you feel me? Or, you know, host Amari, you feel me? This is not my only car. You feel me? But I do drive it most days. And, you know, it serves me well. I like the little car.
Why would you drive a luxury car every day of the week?
I mean, only
eventually,
one reason.
Eventually, it wouldn't be luxury anymore.
Exactly. It's not luxurious. But, wait.
It's the bottom line.
Let's move on to the next thing, though. So, a certain individual pulls up to me, you feel me, in they older Benz, you know what I mean? Talking about one day you'll get here, you know, this is me right here, yada, yada, yada. Not knowing I've surpassed you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't say that because it's not my place to, you know, put you in your place.
First of all, when you got something, you don't got to let everybody know it.
Right. So anyway.
You shouldn't let everybody know.
Right. So they literally drive me down to tell me, this, all right, cool. I say, bro, it's a nice car. I like it a lot. It's very classy. You feel me?
So you got stunned on twice.
Twice tonight. And neither one of these people knowing, I've surpassed both of you.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm better at life than you.
Yes.
But they continue to stunt on me, which is okay because I know where I'm at.
Correct.
And I am humble, as the young lady stated.
And you should be.
Right.
That's how we was raised. See, it's a difference in...
But it was just
how
funny.
How you being raised. It's funny and sad at the same time. Because you're walking or you're bumming rides or you're paying for Uber.
Mm.
How does that make sense?
But... At the same time, I feel like she was trying to tell me, like, bro, you won't be able to take me out.
You not on my level.
Because you drive the jet.
You not on my level.
Basically, when I've surpassed her level, but she don't
know
it.
Hold it. You could have been driving a hoopty, a beat up car, and you surpassed her because she's doesn't have a car.
Right.
So anything you could have
surpassed.
You could have had a
motor scooter. Looking for in a man.
You could have had a motor scooter, and you would have surpassed her.
But. That, all right, cool. Yes, true. But what she's looking for in a man, I've surpassed, but yet I can't take her out because I drive a Jetta.
So,
but she don't know that.
And she don't have to know
right,
that.
Right, and she will never know that.
See,
I would just leave her alone.
I want y'all to pay attention. This is how people miss out on their blessings.
Right.
This is
exact
how people
point,
miss
that,
out
that's the
on
whole
good
point of
people.
The podcast.
That's how, people miss out on good women and good men by assuming
right.
and prejudging.
Right.
You cannot do that. You can, it's your prerogative, like Bobby Brown says, but don't come back around when you find out what's really going on.
Right.
Don't double back.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to tell you, kick rocks. Keep
right.
walking.
Right.
Yeah, keep walking. Now, what you should do is stunt one night and just pull up in the van.
Bro, but you know, that's not even in
me
to do no
know,
shit like
I
that.
Know,
but,
I know, but
sometimes they need it.
Sometimes.
But like, bro, like, if you would give me the time of day,
this
you'll,
is what
you'll
you
see,
thought of me, and
right.
this is what I really am.
You would see, like, it's only a couple people know, like, I come to the job for fun. I like being there.
Yeah,
I mean?
For sure. It's,
yeah.
it's a vibe. It's,
right.
It's a party.
Like, only a few people know that around there, you know what I mean? The rest think, I really need this job. Which, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I was talking to you about it earlier tonight. You told me, bro, you stick to your guns.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing, you feel me? I thought about it, damn right, stick to the guns.
Damn right.
But at the same time, this young lady, like, she telling me, like, she like dudes that drive this, and that. And I kind of told her, I was like, bro, I've had that before. But I'm older now. I don't drive cars like that anymore.
Listen, dude.
No. Hear me out. I told her, I'm like, yo, I've had those cars. That's cool. Like, I like those cars. They're fun to drive. But I'm older. have kids, you know what I mean? Like, bro, we need something that's comfortable. So it's comforting.
Comfortable. Anybody that got a little money or knows anything about this thing called life knows right. that you do not drive your luxury car every day.
Right.
You don't. Because you accumulate miles, right. you accumulate wear and tear, right. and then it is no longer luxury.
Right.
That's my bottom line. Mm. If you abuse your luxury, sooner or later it won't be luxurious.
True. Very true.
It won't. And it, I mean, the value already go down when you drive it off the lot.
Definitely.
So if you have wear and tear and this and that and this nick and this neck and this, I mean, anything with the car, right. it goes down.
Right.
So you don't drive. You don't see rich people driving their luxury cars every day.
True.
That goes for anybody. Rappers, singers, actors, people, lawyers, doctors, regular people. If people have a look, you ever seen a guy who have a car and then he got a nice car, maybe a motorcycle? It's days where he drive. Or she will put women in there too, because there's a lot of women doing their thing.
They definitely are.
People do not drive their luck, their best thing every day. People have, like, all right, I'll give you an example.
You know, I'm living it.
Cleve.
Yeah.
The guy who owned the club, right. we run and operate. Right, right, right. This guy had a Benz. He had a Ferrari. And guess what he drove every day?
What?
He drove an old school pickup truck.
Right.
An antique pickup truck.
Right.
But that's what he chose to drive during the week.
Right.
While he was running around picking up mail, doing this and doing that. He didn't drive the Benz. He didn't drive the Ferrari. He drove the pickup truck.
Right.
Why did he drive the pickup truck? Can you guess?
Because it was old and beat up already.
It wasn't beat up. It was an antique. But my point is, it was not a Ferrari.
Right.
It was an antique. Meaning, I could afford to have something happen to this car that I don't want to happen to the Ferrari.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, it's like, okay, this rich guy did not drive his most precious car every day. For one, when you're in business and you know the value of things, money, equity, all that stuff, you know how to maneuver. Which you do. Yeah. I seen you drive the Benz a couple times.
Yeah.
Not every day.
Yeah.
But I seen you drive it. And I even asked you one day when I saw you in the job, I said, I thought you had a Benz. You said, I do.
Yeah.
You said, yeah, you did see me. Now, this why women messing up with men, I'm telling you. Now, you'll go with this guy who got this Benz or who got this... That's what, Bugatti or Rolls Royce. They go with these guys and not knowing these guys leasing these cars. They don't own these cars.
Oh, no, mine's definitely owned.
No, I know.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, it's a facade.
Right, right, right. The leasing I don't do because you pay all your money, you never own shit.
You're falling into a false belief, a false hope.
Right.
You thinking this guy got all this money and he's renting this car.
Yeah, month to month, literally.
He's renting this car when it's people that you looking down on that actually own right. the property.
Right.
And that's where you're messing up. Yeah. You going after the guy that's perpetrating and acting like he has the money
right.
instead of the guy who actually has the money.
And that brings me to another subject as well, you feel me? Like these gold chains and shit.
Oh, man, I'm sick of seeing them.
Nah.
I'm sick of seeing these things.
All right, look, like people
that's a lot of fake ones.
A lot of fake ones.
I'm seeing a lot of real ones. Everybody in the club got a Cuban link.
I don't invest my money in that shit, period.
Listen, bro.
I will not.
Listen, I have jewelry. I don't wear it.
I do. But, I have jewelry.
So let's get to this. We can make a comparison.
Okay.
It's the same thing with the jewelry. I don't wear my jewelry every day.
No, why would you?
I don't.
Yeah.
An event, a special thing, a film, no. A video.
Okay.
I might wear it.
Right.
I don't wear it every day. You know why? It's not supposed to be worn every day.
Okay. Now, let me hit you with this, though. I'm the type of jewelry person where I like watches.
Me too. I got a...
Yeah. Watches are my thing.
Get on me,
chains,
bro.
And bracelets, no,
they
not
get
so
on
much.
Me. I got so many watches, bro. It's right. Ridiculous.
So, watches are my thing. Now, I have, like, what some people would call a nice watch, which I think is just a bullshit watch. I can afford to lose it. Like a Michael Kors. I can afford to lose that shit. You feel me? And I have a Tag Heuer, you know what I'm saying? My latest and greatest thing, you feel me, is an Oyster Perpetual.
Let me tell you.
I work my ass off to get that watch, and it very rarely comes out the house.
It absolutely should not come out the house until
for those
this
of you who don't know what an Oyster Perpetual is, it's a nice little Rolex. It ain't the best Rolex, but it's just saying, you know, I'm starting to touch a little money, you feel
correct.
Me? Yeah. But,
so, this is my thing. I have expensive $1,000 watches,
right.
And I have $20 watches.
Exactly.
If I choose to wear a $20 watch, you wouldn't know it was a $20 watch unless I told you. Unless I told you.
Exactly.
Now, does that mean I don't have the money to buy the $1,000 watches, which I have?
Right.
No.
Right.
You're assuming and prejudging once again.
Right.
And women,
it happens.
Stop
it definitely happens.
Doing that. Brothers, stop assuming. Stop prejudging.
First
when
off,
you prejudge something.
What I have in my wallet or my bank account is none of your goddamn business.
You make an ass of yourself when you do
that.
Because then when you find out what's really going on and you want to give that person attention, they feel like it's a motive.
Right.
They feel like, well, man, when I was driving the Jetta.
You didn't want to fuck with me.
But now you see me in this.
Right.
No, it don't work like that.
And then it's like, bro, it's crazy because I really wanted to get to know the young lady. Like, just to get to know her for her. Like, no string, you know, no strings attached, no crazy shit. I just wanted to see what she was about, you know what I'm saying? Because she's a beautiful young lady, don't get me wrong.
This is why...
After her, like, she opened her mouth, I heard a conversation. It's like...
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I mean, like bro, you've even seen me some nights when she was like, she was hungry. I bought her dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I ain't asked for you nothing in return. Just
where
bro.
Did that money come from?
What do you mean?
I'm not talking to you. I'm asking the question to the people.
I'm like, yo.
Where did that money come from? It came from somewhere.
Yeah.
You had the money to buy dinner.
Right.
So...
Without asking.
Well, am I broke? Am I broke? Or am I? Or do I have money?
And that's just because I didn't feel like making her dinner.
I'm just saying.
I didn't feel like making her dinner.
Are we broke? Or so do like, we have money?
Let me just buy you dinner.
Listen, this is what I tell people. The things I've done in my life, I made some money. So I'm sure, I know you have as well. But this is what I'm saying. I ain't no multimillionaire. But I could be in the same places with the multimillionaires because I got some money.
Right.
So, for a person to look at you and say, you don't have this, is asinine. Because if I could go to the same restaurant a rich person can go to that most normal or common people can't.
Right.
That should tell you something.
Right, right.
If you see me walking around not worrying about nothing and I'm getting whatever I want, like you got new shoes, you got this and that, and
you know what?
Hold on.
I'll let you finish.
And you didn't have to do anything crazy for this. That should be telling people. People don't pay attention enough.
Exactly, bro.
People don't pay attention
exactly.
enough, bro. They don't pay. If you can do what you want to do and you can leave, like, it's times where you say, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, do whatever you want to do, but I'm leaving. That should tell a person with common sense, a person with good judgment, right. Okay, this guy saying he leaving, but they telling him to stay. He's saying, do what you're going to do.
But I'm going But home.
I'm leaving.
Right.
That mean I got something else going on.
Right.
And I'm not hurting.
For this shit.
Exactly.
Right. But here's another thing as well. While she was talking, this is what I was thinking. I was like, bro, I literally work in $250 sneakers every fucking night. You feel me? My jeans, the denim that I'm wearing, $200, $300 jeans every fucking night. And it's not the same jeans. It's different jeans every night.
Correct.
You feel me? So what the fuck are you talking about?
I tell you what she talking about. She talking about some shit she don't know about.
I guess, but I'm like, bro, this shit crazy because I'm literally wearing what you striving for right now.
And you looking down on me.
And you looking down on me telling me that what the fuck you'll never do because I drive a Jetta.
When really, you should, well, I'm not saying you should, but you could
right.
look down on her and say, yo, I got this, I got that, I got that. You don't have this, so I'm not dealing with you.
I'm literally wearing what the and fuck you're trying to make tonight.
A lot of women and a lot of men make that mistake.
Right.
They make that mistake, bro.
But do I have to wear my money or drive my money?
No, because if you did that, eventually you will run out of money.
Be a damn fool.
I have things. I have clothes. I have outfits for what I when it's time for it to come out.
Right.
It's like your car. When it's time for the car to come out, it'll come out.
Right.
I'm driving a Jetta today, but when I take you out, I might take you out in the Benz.
Exactly.
Precisely. So you didn't even give me the chance or opportunity to get to that part
right.
or get you to that point.
Right.
You just assumed and prejudged, and you were wrong right. in your assumption and prejudgment.
Right.
And now you could have just messed your whole self up, which it sounds like, from what you're telling me, she did mess herself up with any future interest in this person.
I mean, yeah, as far as my future interests go with this
That's
person,
what I'm
yes.
saying.
But at the same time, you can't miss nothing you ain't never had. So she don't know. So she ain't missing it.
No, she could miss it. Because, you know, certain people are sent here for other people. Yeah. And if you miss out on that person being silly or being foolish,
right.
then you missed out on what was for you that was sent from God.
Yeah, true. True, you can say that. Hell yeah.
Now, some people can come in somebody's life and change their whole life.
Yeah, just shit.
That's true.
Yeah, just shit.
You could have been the man for this young lady to come in and change her whole life. I don't mean just buying this and buying that. I mean actually be the person for her.
That missing piece that changed her whole shit.
That's right.
Yeah, that's very true. But listen, I highly doubt it because that's not what was on my mind. But yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, well, it's bigger than you.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
It's bigger than you.
You're right. I mean, we could have hit it off. You're right.
You don't know.
I don't know. You're right.
And it ain't for you to know because you tried.
Right.
Somebody else was ignorant.
Right.
And when I say ignorant, that's not a knock on this young lady.
No.
But when I say ignorant, you didn't know and you assume.
Right. You assume.
That's ignorance.
Right.
That's ignorance. Ignorance is not knowing.
Right.
That don't mean you stupid.
But at the same time, she asked me like my employment and all this. So I'm thinking she putting two and two together. You know what I mean? Like I'm telling her my employment. I'm telling her like, you know, she's like, oh, well, I guess they pay you good out there. I was like, yeah, I'm comfortable. You know, most people would put that together like this motherfucker's straight. But she didn't.
No,
like,
especially when I
said the Jetta part.
Because when people see.
Yeah.
See.
Perception is reality.
That's right.
Exactly.
And it can't be that way. Because what if you were broke? What if you didn't have? But next month, something miraculous happened in your life.
I started. Hey, booming.
You cannot prejudge right. a person.
But then, even if perception is reality, maybe her perception's fucked up. Because most people.
Obviously.
I mean, yeah, most people would have been like, okay, look, this bitch is, you know what I'm saying? He got designer to the flow. Yeah, even while he working.
And I'll tell you this right now. I know a little something. This person that you're talking about is paying $3,000 for rent right now by themselves. So there will be no chance. There will be no chance of a car or anything like that coming into our future anytime soon.
Yeah.
They had roommates. The roommates moved out.
Right.
$3,000 for a person that is, I know what she make.
Right. And I can imagine. So
that's, I mean, yes, at certain nights you make some good money, but $3,000 is still $3,000.
And that's stupid amount of money for rent.
Rent.
Not even mortgage.
Not mortgage. Rent.
Ugh.
Rent, bro.
Bro, I'm not finna pay a bitch over 15 anything.
For what?
Yeah.
I don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like the lease.
And that's the thing, though. Look, you paying $3,000 for rent, not knowing this same young man who you talking down on by the Jetta own properties all over Florida. That's what's crazy.
Yeah. We know you can go, what is that? Where were you at?
Pensacola. You feel me? Pensacola, Stuart, Ocala, Gainesville, Tallahassee.
Let's not forget where you at now. Where you at now?
Palm Beach, exactly.
No. Where exactly are you at in Palm Beach?
Wellington, Loxahatchee.
Okay.
Yes.
So we already know out there it's different.
It's different. It is.
You got acres. You got.
Yeah. You live in
property.
You got property. Do what the fuck you want to do. But at the same time, that shit's just crazy. Like, bro, I've worked for this since I was 18. Like, I've been literally working on all this shit since the day I was 18.
Mm.
Most recently, it started to come to, I don't know how to put it. It started to come to light, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. I started, you know, seeing prosperity from it. I don't know. You know what I mean? I started to prosper from it. Oh.
Correct.
Yeah. But I've worked from this since the day I turned 18, dog. Like, I've been working, you feel me, been grinding. I don't remember a time in my life where I haven't had a 40-hour week. You feel me? Like, that's on the minimum.
And see, if you prejudge, people wouldn't know that. They think you just a cook.
Right.
At a club.
Right. That's crazy. At a nightclub.
You never asked.
No.
You never asked me what else I had going on.
Exactly.
You never asked me.
Yeah.
Do you have another car? You never asked me where I live.
Right.
You just assume
that I was a cook at a nightclub.
Oh, you beneath me. Are you kidding me?
Right. But it's all good, dog. They don't know about the two barbershops I'm about to open up 2021.
And yeah, you told me this before.
I bet told you this. When I first met you, I'm like, bro, listen, I'm trying to
do a barbershop. We ain't even know family then.
Right, we ain't know none of that. You feel me? We just talking.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it. And I told you what? I said, hey, don't wait until you open it to start promoting it.
Right.
Remember that?
Right. And I just dropped it. Eavesdrop it on there. You feel me?
I said, don't wait.
Yeah.
Because you was like, I'm going to wait.
I wanted to wait till the shop was up. I said, don't wait. Up and running.
Don't wait. Why wait? But see, that's what I'm saying. Because people don't know these things, they assume you something else.
Right.
Or they assume you are not something else.
Right.
You can't do that. And a lot of beautiful women
tend to do that.
I'm telling you this, bro.
Yeah.
More women do it than men.
Right.
Because a man, most of the time, if you treat him right, he'll be like, I can work on that.
I can build with
this.
Yeah.
I can get over that.
Oh, I can build with this, but I'll make sure she's straight to make sure the kid's straight to make sure the family's straight to make
sure
the
house's
straight.
And you know what I got a problem with? And I know this might be going in another direction. I got a problem with men who help women get on their feet, put them on, as they say.
Right.
And when a woman start getting on and doing good, she shit on the man.
Oh, bro, it done happened.
I hate it.
I hate it, but I mean, it happens. Bro. I know.
It's a part, but guess what? What if it was the other way around?
Look. What I found out is this. I helped my baby mama get on her feet, get right, mm-hmm. You feel me? She shit on me, you feel me?
Yeah.
But look though, let me tell you how God worked. You feel me? Child support, this and that. All I want is child support. $1,300 a month. Bro, I just got a letter today. Well, yesterday, because it's a new day today. Yesterday, right? Telling me they vacated the child support order. Yeah.
You told me that.
So, bro, no child support need to be paid.
Right
she
now.
She pissed. Right now. When they do a new order, bro, them folks going to make her pay that money.
Look at God.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, mind you, it's not a lot of money. It's probably like $70 a month type shit. But you thought you was finna take my money, run the fuck off with it. Just bought a brand new truck, bro. Brand new Chevy. Yeah, soon as our custody case got over with, you feel me? Bought a brand new Chevy, talking about, oh, they still gonna make you pay child support.
You talking about your kid's mom.
My kid's mom. Just
bought a new truck.
New truck. With the down payment money that I gave her from child support, you know? Because mm-hmm. One thing about me, I'm not going to have no debt. So if they say, oh, this back pay, I pay my back pay and move the fuck on. Right? Then they vacated the order. So I don't have to pay her shit else. You feel me? Now she's going to have to pay that money back. Like I said, it's just $70 a month. But still, now you see how it feels.
Yeah, see, it's the principle of knowing you have to pay something.
Yeah. I mean,
because I know for me, mm-hmm. I put myself on child support because I ain't want nobody to have nothing over me.
As did I, good brother.
So when I did that, I had in mind, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you this, but at the same time, I still had a feeling of I'm losing something. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling of, okay, I gave it freely, willingly, because I signed up for that. But I still was like, yo, I'm giving this person this and this and that. And like you said, you was paying your child support. She went and bought a truck.
Yeah, no, I gave her one large lump sum.
For a truck, though.
Hey, she did what she wanted to do with it, bro.
But I'm just saying, that wasn't for a truck.
They got nothing to do with me. Once I paid it, that's her money.
No, it ain't her money. It's the kid's money.
You call it what you want to call it, but
that's what it is.
I feel you, but once I pay her, I know where.
I understand.
Yeah.
See,
she bought an SUV.
So I have a philosophy that I have lived by with my kids' moms. As long as you don't have a man, I will help you.
I heard that one.
When you have a man, it is his responsibility
to take care of the household.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I had problems with that because I stopped buying furniture. I stopped buying the car, and I did buy them. I have all the receipts.
Right.
I got videos on YouTube where I was letting them know, and that's wrong.
Bro, I bought baby mama two cars, bro.
That's wrong.
Well, technically three, cause she just got a truck with the
yeah. You
money.
Bought it.
Yeah.
With your money, it should have been going to them kids.
But my kids are straight.
Mine are too.
Yeah.
But doesn't negate the fact that you was giving that money and it ain't go to what
see,
you
that's
wanted.
That's another
it to.
Crazy thing too. Like, you see, like this goes back to, I'm sorry to change the subject. It's not really changing, I'm intertwining the subject. Like with Chick talking about the car.
Go together though.
Yeah, exactly. Chick talking about the car and then this and that, you know, you don't do this, so I can't really hang out with you. Whatever, bro. My kids, they shop at Gucci.
Mm.
They're 3 years old. 3 and 1. And each one of them little girls, bro, got plenty Gucci outfits, Gucci earrings, the Gucci jewelry and shit. But that's just because that's something I want to do for them.
Correct.
But at the same time, my little baby, she go in Gucci. She pick what the fuck she want.
And I pay for it.
Yeah.
Because you got the money to pay for it.
Exactly. But you telling me what the fuck you talking about my car.
So, let me ask you.
So, my daughter really.
So, now you can have a mansion. And right. I know people I know people like this.
Right.
That's why I'm bringing it up. I know people who have a mansion.
Right.
And they drive like one of these Neos.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't
know. You can't assume. I'm just saying. I know people
right,
who
right,
have.
Right.
It's like me, bro.
But no. Let me tell you why, though.
Hold on.
I don't like the space.
I ain't worried about
that. I'm just saying.
That.
I don't like
it. I'm just saying. This is what I'm saying.
Right.
It was times where I had a 1995 Ford Contour.
Okay.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I drove this car. This was the time I was with Pretty Ricky. I was living in Davie, Florida.
Right.
I was, now they didn't know that once I got to Davie,
mm-hmm.
I was driving a Porsche.
Right.
A white Porsche. You mm-hmm. go on YouTube and look it up. I was driving a Porsche once I got there.
Mm-hmm.
But to get there, I was driving a 1995 Ford Contour.
Okay.
They didn't know that.
Right.
So, some people probably assume that I was driving an older car.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was to get me to the car that I was getting ready to drive.
Yeah.
That was to get me to the Blue Star Mansion.
Yeah.
I would drive this car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would pull up to a mansion. Then I would get out of that car and get into a Porsche. You cannot assume people's life of what you think.
Honestly, between me and you and the listeners,
yeah,
I actually prefer older cars. Like, my most favorite car I ever had was a 1995 Nissan 240SX.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, it was souped up to the point where it couldn't be souped up no more.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that car, bro. Like, it took everything
in me. I still have that 1995 blue Ford Contour.
Yes, exactly.
All my family asked me to this day, why you keeping that car? Why you keeping that car? Well, guess what? I was in an accident of a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got this car that I'm in, which is a pretty nice car.
Yeah.
Before I got this car, guess what I had to drive?
The Contour.
You doggone right. Now, it was nothing before a few weeks.
Right.
But I had a car that I owned to go back to until I got this car.
Right. Oh, no. Baby ain't going nowhere.
Why would it?
Yeah. I love her.
I mean, you own it.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference between people.
And that's her name. You know that's her name, right?
No. Kareem. I didn't know that. Kareem.
Kareem, white girl.
You named her after the white girl, Kareem?
Ain't it a white girl?
It is a white girl.
Okay, then.
We do know a white girl named Kareem.
We do know a white girl named Kareem, and I thought it was the perfect name to give it.
But you named it before you met Kareem.
It was just a jetter.
I'm just asking. You named that before you met her.
Nah, it was just a jetter.
Oh, you named it after you met Kareem?
After. I named it after Kareem. It's a feisty white bitch. You feel me? Just a feisty white bitch. It's little, but it got a lot of kick.
I like Kareem.
Yeah, I like Kareem. She funny. I don't know.
She is funny.
Yeah, crazy shit.
She funny. She's funny. She a funny young lady.
Yeah.
But I said what I said.
Right.
They didn't know that I was driving to a mansion.
Right.
They didn't know that I would get out of that car and jump into a Porsche.
Right.
If someone were to assume, oh, he got his old 1995, we in 2020. So a 1995, is 25 years old?
It's a classic right now.
25 years old?
Blue tag, classic.
Nah, hey. Listen, bro.
But yo,
I drove that car to Alabama. I drove that car to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I drove that car to New Orleans. And it was older.
Yeah.
But that they didn't know what we was going to.
Right.
So it's like, I know rich people who drive these little small eco cars with no gas and it's a battery and, you know, they drive these cars during the week, and then they pull up to a mansion.
Yeah, that's the goal. Well, actually, not.
I've done that, and people been shot like, yo, whoa. Where are we? And I'm like, yo, we, The Rock lived three houses down.
Right.
Like, just sit right here, you'll see him come out. Or we call him. Like, nigga, you cannot assume and judge people off what you think.
Right.
Read a couple pages into the book.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. Read a couple pages into the book and then you find out what's really going on.
Bruh. That's like my sister, bro. She's been a doctor since like 2001. Mm-hmm. Type shit. Chick drive a Chevy Cavalier, bro. And if you know anything about cars, you know Chevy Cavaliers ain't came out since like 97.
Yeah, I don't even know where to find one.
Right. She drive a Chevy fucking Cavalier. Motherfucker got like three houses. You know what I mean? But drive a Chevy Cavalier. I don't know. That was her first car when she graduated high school.
She liked it.
And she kept that bitch. Like, ain't no like that. She kept it. I don't know if she liked it or not. But she kept it. For the longest. And that's what she drive. Like, shit crazy.
Mm.
Yeah, till we all convinced her, bro. Like, look, bro, let us all just help you get a car. I don't need your help. We know, bro. But we just tired of seeing you drive this bitch. You feel me? Then the car we convinced her to get, guess what? She still drive that bitch to this day.
The Cavalier?
Nah, it's like a 2003 Yukon. And to this day, still driving.
That's a truck.
Yeah, but she been a doctor for years.
How was she adopted, may I ask?
I said a doctor.
Oh, a doctor.
A doctor.
I thought you said a doctor.
No, a doctor since 2001. Right. And still driving some bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I get you now.
Yeah. Now you see what I'm saying. A doctor. Not adopted. No, yeah, she was definitely not adopted. She definitely... my blood run through her. Her blood run through me. Right, like, we can definitely tell that.
Got you.
You feel me? But... got you. She just continued to drive this car, bro, for 20 years.
Okay, and she had the money to go and buy another car cash.
Another? A fucking car lot if she chooses.
I'm getting it. She could do anything she wanted.
Anything she wants to. She don't buy
anything. And I'm sure people assume
right.
about her.
But no, she don't buy nothing that doesn't build equity.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the type of shit she on. Like, I'm not on that shit, you feel me? Well, I wish I was. Me, myself, I buy equity, but I also buy liabilities, you feel me? Because I'm a dude and I do dude shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we mean. Equity.
Hurt everything.
What is equity?
Bro, shit that builds cash over time. Shit that goes up in value over time. A liability is shit that loses value over time.
Yeah, but what really is equity?
Equity, art, homes, property. I don't know. You know any other ones? Stones,
yeah,
precious stones, precious metals.
I'm just asking the question because none of this shit really mean nothing.
Shouldn't mean.
I don't.
I don't know.
You can't. Yeah, and when you die, none of this shit you can take.
Nah, but you can definitely give your children a head start.
No, that's the goal.
Yeah,
that's so that is the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal now.
Exactly.
When I say mean nothing, I don't mean it don't mean nothing to this world. I mean, what does it really mean? Like, you can be the richest man in the world, but when you die,
you're done.
You're done.
But at the same time,
you're done.
I die in peace knowing these kids I created are straight.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Especially like with me and my situation.
I love it.
Like, I set up a living will for my kids. So if something happened before they turn 18, boy, y'all don't get a dime till y'all 30. It sounds fucked up, but at 30 years old, you pretty much know what the fuck
You know
going
what's
on.
Going on.
Right.
You know how to move, right. You know. And if you don't, it ain't too far after, right. You know what's
So right. I got two kids and I set each one of them up with $500,000 apiece, you feel me? At 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you get the property, y'all split it down the middle. You get any car ahead or whatever, you split it down the middle.
So, I tell you, I share something with you.
What's up?
When I turn 46,
mm-hmm.
which is a long way away,
right.
I'm in my 30s,
right.
But I can retire,
mm-hmm.
and I get over $3 million
right.
because of the investments that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And the investment company, which is M1, and mm-hmm. you can look it up. M1 matches what I've put up.
Right.
The reason they match it is because I've let it sit there for so long. Mm-hmm. They've done other things. They built buildings. They've invested in companies. So, in about a decade, I could be a millionaire on top of what I'm already accumulating.
Right.
Which is a good amount.
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, same as you, I got properties. I got this duplex.
Right.
A duplex in Gardens. I got a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I got money coming in. But at 46, I could retire.
Okay.
And I could show you the documents too.
No.
I'm just saying I got them right here. But at 52, I could be at almost 40 something.
Okay.
Not 40, four. I made a mistake.
Okay.
Not 40, but four. And the longer I let it go, it goes up.
Right.
But yeah, those are things that people don't know that they might see you. Like right now, even at the spot I was at before this,
right.
I own that duplex as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come, you say, "Oh, well, he had this big house. I still have it.
Right.
I still have it.
Right.
I'm renting it out."
Right.
You see me in an apartment or a whatever duplex, and people could assume, "Oh, you fell off. He fell off." No, we bought the property.
Right.
It's a difference.
Definitely.
Next door, they pay me rent.
I get that. I know.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I'm saying for these girls who just assume and look like.
But look, my thing is this too, though. Right. All right. Like for instance, when I was up in Pensacola.
Yeah.
4-bedroom home.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 2 baths.
Oh yeah.
2-car garage.
Oh yeah.
It's 3 of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's me, my baby mama, and our daughter at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't live in the other half of the fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in the master bedroom,
mm-hmm.
the kitchen, and the living room.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the house, we never went in. It was like a museum.
Correct.
But that's what let me know right there. We don't need all that fucking space.
Correct.
Because we never went in that shit.
Correct.
Like, because the baby sleep in our room.
Correct. I'm listening.
So it's like, yo, we got this big ass fucking house, and nobody go in the other 3 rooms. Like, we didn't do that shit for, like, 2 years. Nobody would... Like, the rooms were... They were nice rooms. They were all laid out and shit, furniture. But nobody went in there. We didn't have company because we didn't like that shit. You feel me?
Me either.
Yeah. So we didn't have company.
Once upon a time, but not in many years.
But no. It's
not
just
in
like,
many years.
Like, once we had our kid, like, people were intruding on our space and shit. Like, we didn't... You know, we got to watch our kid and shit. Like, hey, bro, come over here. Like, it just... We didn't have company. Like... Our moms may have came through every now and again, but even then, our moms interfered in our relationship, so we didn't even have them in there. You know what I mean? It's like, this was our space. When we want to see our parents, we go to our parents.
Correct.
Type shit. But, no, man, the shit was wild, dog. Like, we didn't go in the other half of the house. Like, we didn't even use the fucking front door.
What'd you use, the back?
We go through the garage. We park our cars in the garage.
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, we never even used the fucking front door.
I'm going to tell you what. And people wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
They would assume.
Yeah.
Bro, listen.
Like, bro.
When you doing something, it ain't your job to prove to people what you're doing or what you got.
Right.
But please don't assume.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Don't assume anything. Because when you assume things, you make an ass out of yourself.
Yeah.
And you miss out on gifts, blessings, the right person, love, respect. You miss out on all that.
Because
if you disrespect me by thinking I'm less than you,
right.
I don't want to even deal with you when you find out what I got.
Right.
That was out of line for that young lady to do that to you.
But I mean, it's cool.
It is cool because now you know what you know what's up.
But yeah, but at the same time, in my head, I already knew what was up because GT.
Yeah, you knew.
Right, no, when she started talking, I knew. But bro, if she only right, bro, if you only saw my spending accounts, my monthly spending, you'd be like, yo, what the fuck. Hey, bro, that right there would tell you, bro, I'm at this job for the fuck of it.
But people who know you know that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Like,
no. I had to tell Frankie. Frankie, you know, he my boy. He be with me all the time.
Yeah, Frankie.
Frankie was like, Frankie bro. Frankie
funny, too.
Yeah, I like Frankie, bro. Cool kid.
I like Frankie, too.
But anyway, bro, I was like, bro, I got to chill, bro. But the man even said, it's like, bro, you realize you spend $300 before you come to work every day. I was like, what? He was like, bro, yeah, bro. Every day you want to go down here and have shots and tacos and shit. You spend at least $300 before you come to work each day. And I wouldn't pay him no mind till I got my November statement. I was like,
you
damn.
You seen it. You matched it.
I was like, what the fuck? Bro, I'm talking about $300 at Banco's, $350 at Jimmy Changa's and shit. I'm like, bro, this shit crazy. So I was like, bro, this month, bro, I ain't on that shit.
And that's what it is, about making adjustments.
Yeah. Like, bro.
Making adjustments.
Last month was stupid, but last month was, you know, holidays. You know, I've been working out, grinding all the time. So I wound down a little bit, but I said, never again, bro. But at the same time, you feel me? My birthday this month, so I don't know.
I do know. And we're going to take a break right quick because I want to come back and talk about something you did. That freaked me out, and then we gonna end the show.
Yeah,
we gonna end the show with that.
Yeah, we can.
But
end with that.
I definitely gotta get that. I definitely gotta hear that, bro, and I definitely gotta let these listeners hear what the fuck your crazy self did.
Bro, when you young, black, and successful, bro, you can pretty much do whatever the fuck you want, man. In the city, bro.
Hey, listen, we gonna take a commercial break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We back with Chef Ron.
Yeah, I'm
here. All right. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's get to the meat and bones. Let's get to the probably the most entertaining segment of this show.
Yeah.
Tell these people what your retarded, crazy, black self did. Yesterday.
Okay, so you forgot to say successful.
Yeah, you already told him.
Young, good-looking black self did.
Okay, yeah, he's stroking his ego now.
Yeah, just a little bit.
He's stroking his ego now. We already told him that. We already know that.
All right, so as you good people know, they got us wearing masks all over the world. Okay.
Yep.
So COVID. I got a mask, you feel me, that covers the bottom half of my face, you feel me? Most likely like other people's masks. I don't know. I'm fucked up. I run in Pizza Hut, you feel me? I order a pizza, but instead of picking it up, I run there and say, everybody, put your motherfucking hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
It was a pause in between.
Right. So it was a pause in between, wave them like you just don't care, put your hands in the air. Point being, when they fucking heard that shit, they thought they was getting robbed. When they see me say, wave them like you just don't care, they thought I was a rockhead. They kicked me out the fucking Pizza Hut. You feel me? They gave him a pizza and shit, though.
Let
that was the most important part.
What was going through your head when whoever told you to do this in your head?
Bruh.
What was going through
your
mind?
Honestly, I'm going to be for real with you. Bruce.
Bruce,
bro. He did a segment, bro. So I shit clicked in my mind. I said it. Shit. The shit was funny. I laughed. They didn't really laugh like that.
Of course they wouldn't. They thought they was getting robbed.
Yeah, they did. They definitely thought they was getting robbed. So then, I'm going to tell you the funniest shit about the shit. I do the shit. I posted pictures on Facebook, you feel me? But then I'm like, oh, shit. I'm wearing the same shit that I was wearing when I went in there. So I get scared. I delete my Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. You feel me?
Now,
I ain't with that shit.
You did not commit a crime.
I know I didn't commit a crime, but just to make sure.
It was morally wrong. Morally,
it was fucked up. But also, it was hilarious.
But you should have recorded it.
We could do it again.
You're right. We can.
Yeah.
But you better put a vest on this time.
Hey, we'll get Frankie.
No, Frankie's not going to do that. You already told this man you was going to tell him. You was going to tell him when y'all go to Colorado.
Yo. Yeah. He started that shit, man. Yeah,
Frankie didn't know you was thinking about bringing a pound of marijuana back.
I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not even going to Colorado with Frankie.
I didn't think you would.
Yeah.
It was just funny, the premise.
Yeah, the premise. Because I was like, because he told me, let's go to Colorado. First off, okay, but hold on. I just met you last month. Okay, that's first things first. Then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go, bro. We're going to drive back. You feel me? Why don't we drive back? Don't worry about it, bro. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're just going to drive back. Yeah.
And I even told you, bro, why would you drive back? Yeah. You drive up and fly
and
back.
Fly back.
And then you told me, oh, actually, you showed me
you the prices, yeah,
on the phone,
yeah,
of a pound of marijuana in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you probably do want to fucking drive back.
Right.
Frankie didn't get it.
Still didn't get it. Steady talking about, let's go to Colorado, bro.
Once
nobody
he found out, he said, hell no, I'm telling on you.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with you. Yeah, that shit was funny. Like, bitch, I want to go with you. No,
I wasn't, but it's just funny. The whole, he's like, I'm telling on you, yeah, man. I'm giving you up.
Yeah, quick. But, yeah, he good people.
Bro, I'm going to tell you this. Don't you take your ass in God doggone Pizza Hut no more.
Bro, I'm done with him.
Why?
I'm done with Pizza Hut.
Why?
You feel me? First, they kicked me out. They should have
kicked you out.
Yeah. So I figure I won't go back.
Yeah, they should have kicked you out.
Yeah, that shit was funny, though.
You lucky that's all that happened to you. You're a black African-American male running in Pizza Hut talking about, put your hands in the air.
Everybody put your motherfucking hands in the air and wave them like it just don't care. Yo, that shit was hilarious.
Dude, listen. I would never do that.
Yeah.
What made you? Were you drunk?
Possibly.
Okay.
But I knew at the time, you feel me? First off, there was 3 black males in there. You feel me?
Okay.
And then 1 white manager, which was weird to me. I'm tired of seeing shit like that. Well, all the workers got to be black.
You know what?
Why we can't have no black managers and all the workers be, you know, I ain't saying all of them got to be white, but, you know, why we can't have no black managers?
Balance. That's the word.
Diversity is the word I'm looking for.
Yep. Diversity. Balance.
Right. All these little young black kids working for this one old white guy, and he's sitting back there chilling. But, you know, that's a different story. That's not the here nor there, but I'm just saying it was crazy.
It was crazy. It is crazy. And I'm going to just tell you this again. Got dog on it. Don't go in a Pizza Hut and say that. But we got to get it on camera first. After that, don't do it.
Well, listen, you're not finna crash dummy me, bro. So we got to get it on camera.
You
got to
get that on camera, yeah, bro. You can make some money off that.
Try to make some money.
Bro, you're going to make a killing.
Man, this ain't Boom Gang.
No,
shout out
you
Boom
right.
Gang.
I heard he died.
Whoa.
That dude, Boom.
Nah, his name now John Gabbana.
My son told me that. Now, listen, I don't follow no Boom Gang and all that.
Yeah.
My son told me that. I believe him because my son is on Instagram and all that all the time. Right. Nah, I haven't seen this young man making videos for a while.
Right. He changed his name. He probably changed his persona. You know how what's called to do this shit.
Well, I'm glad he did because I was telling my son, this nigga a crash dummy.
Yeah, all day.
He was doing some crazy. I mean, he was doing some. Oh, man. Y'all think.
Now, he was committing crimes.
He was committing crimes.
On
camera,
yeah.
If you think Kodak Black was something, yeah, this dude was Kodak times 20.
Yeah.
Breaking people concession stands and running in the middle of traffic and jump. I mean, this dude was doing whatever he could think of.
To make money, bro. Shit, sad.
Man, and I heard he was a rapper.
Yeah, John Gabbana.
My son told me that, too.
Yeah. But nah, man, I hope he didn't die, bro. That's sad as fuck.
I hope he didn't die either. But I don't know. I don't follow him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him online, so I assumed it was true. I don't know. I can't verify that. I can't say he is or he not. But all I know is that man was doing some stupid stuff.
Definitely.
And I was thinking when I was watching him, you're dumb.
I mean, honestly,
you doing all this for Instagram. You doing all this for likes and follows.
Instagram don't pay you? I think they do pay you a little something.
No, it pay you. It can pay you, but he wasn't getting paid for that stuff. I don't believe. I believe companies was paying him, which he was getting paid, obviously. But, right. Nah, bro. It ain't worth that.
I don't know.
Because, nah, that's a young man. You talking about you winning pizza with a mask. This young man could have been killed multiple times.
Right. Yo, all I got to say is that if that does happen, bro, I want y'all to riot.
What?
I'm just kidding.
If what happens?
If they kill me, bro.
If they kill you at Pizza Hut.
You better boycott Pizza Hut like a motherfucker.
Pizza Hut already struggling.
Yeah, no, Pizza Hut kind of on the nasty side, no lie.
I like Pizza Hut.
It's still nasty, brother. That's like, dude, try to tell me today, but you got to go to John Smith Subs. What?
Frankie ain't know what John Smith Subs was.
And the motherfucker lived in Palm Beach their whole life.
Yeah, you got to know what John Smith is. I personally don't buy from John Smith.
I'm not buying shit from out of there.
Russo's and John Smith don't fix the sub all the way.
Thank you.
They don't fix it all the way. So
thank you.
When I get my sub, I want it done how I want it done, right. Fixed all the way.
Right.
I don't want no fucking pickle. I don't want none of that. Keep all that. Just fix the sub.
Customized. I want all my shit customized to me.
How I need it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, shit crazy.
Coming to an end.
Right.
Your crazy ass ran in Pizza Hut. Put your hands in the air.
Everybody put your motherfucking hands in the air.
Do you know?
And wave them like you just don't care.
Do you know?
Yo, that shit was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Yeah. But it was also dangerous.
Very.
How do you balance your funny versus your dangerous?
It's your funny to breathing ratio. Yeah. Am I going to come out of this laughing or am I going to come out of this breathing? It's a ratio.
You could have damn sure came out either way.
Either way, it was 50-50.
Don't do that no more. We don't want to see you gone.
Yeah.
You're a black man.
I feel like I'm pretty strong, though. I can take a couple.
Yeah, I feel like that too, but when that hot lead nip your behind, we'll see what you think then.
Hey, this is what it is, man.
Hey, man. That's our time on Ear Gas tonight. Chef Ron, what you want to say before we go, brother?
Nah, man, just don't judge a book by its cover and always
please
have fun.
Please don't judge a book by its cover, ladies.
And always,
I'm begging you.
Always have fun, bro. You only got one life to live. Live it to the fullest.
Live it to the fullest and don't judge the book by its cover because you will make an ass out of yourself almost every time. God bless you. Love, peace, happiness, nappiness, and hair grease. This is your host, Jamori Kennard, signing off from Ear Gas with Chef Ron in the building.
Yep.
See you later, buddy.